The only thing we can say now is that, you know, hopefully he's on track to have a chance to recover. You know, I think when Beatty did this a couple of years ago, it was 8 or 10 weeks, and hopefully it'll be the same, maybe less.
Two corners and two innings. How do you deal with that? How do you address that? Can you even think about bringing someone in from the outside?
Well, we're always doing a juggle to do the best we can with it. We have other issues too, though. I mean, you got issues where you have to keep some kind of balance so you can go ahead and continue to practice like you are. To have the three teams, you know, to be able to have that kind of depth and practice the way we are, you know, our big guys are averaging about 21, 22 plays of practice, and the skilled guys, the back end, is around 28 or 9. And we could stay on schedule with that, with a lot of snaps for everybody. But once you start picking away at it, and we lose a guy here and we lose a guy there, you know, you're talking about starting to reduce your snaps. And when you start doing that, you have a lot of people that are going to be reduced and need the snaps to be able to play in the games and do what you want them to do. So it's a double-edged sword there.
Tom, between some of the injuries and the OC situation and players who signed elsewhere, are you concerned about the mindset of the team right now?
No, I think the mindset's good. Players are good about that. They're very good about that. So, you know, we overcome all this stuff. We'll do it again.
You mentioned the Beatty timetable. Is it different for a
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'm sure it is.
On which side? On side
well,
longer?
It's a lighter athlete. It's a... you know, Beatty being an offensive lineman, but having that to be able to push like he pushes, and everybody's got to be able to run. So you're just guessing. I don't know.
Are you wondering at this point what else can go wrong?
No, not really.
Coach, what are you seeing out of Darius Raynaud that you did not see last year?
He looks he's in, I think, better shape. He runs much better. His mechanics, even as a punt returner, are improved, I think. He's made quite a few plays here in preseason, so I like what I've seen.
He said when his agent called him last year and said the Giants want to re-sign him, he thought his agent was joking. He's like, are you sure? Why did he want to bring him back?
Because we thought he could help us. The player that we traded for, we thought he could help us.
How shocked were you with Patrick leaving camp, and how much did that throw the tight end
surprised, very surprised. I had no knowledge of any issues there, so move on. Wish him well. Hope he gets his situation under control.
How much does it mean that the other tight ends in camp have to step it up?
They do, but I'm sure if I was playing tight end, I would think this gives me an opportunity to have more snaps.
Was this information that would have changed the boss situation at all if you knew this ahead of time?
I can't speculate on that. I have no idea what. I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Is this something where he could be back, or is he gone?
Well, it's one step at a time. He's gone. Yeah.
On the other side of the injured quarterback point, Aaron said he's healthier than he has since his rookie year.
What are you talking about,
Aaron
Ross?
Aaron Ross, yes. What have you seen from him?
Well, he's been, I think he's been good. You know, you've had a few circumstances with all the players, but He's spry. He's done a nice job back there in punt returns, and you know, he's been energetic and enthusiastic. His mind's been in the right place. I think he's done okay. He's done well.
You had a man hand down last night. Is that something that's serious at all?
No, just an ankle. He's supposed to come back today. I'm sure he'll be limited. But
do you have any indication when else you might practice?
No.
Impressions on the punting competition right now between Rutherford and
it's not really heated up yet. It will.
How long does you expect Devin to be out with his finger?
I'm sure it'll be until the time when they feel like he's not going to, you know, gain some kind of infection because of the taping, untaping, showering, and all that business. So it's let's face it, it's a bad spot for a receiver. There's an awful lot of things that Devin could be doing out there. Other than that, but it'll be a while. It'll be a while.
Did he have surgery on that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think they just, no, there wasn't, I don't think you'd call it surgery.
what are the five most important traits you want?
Well, there's some fundamental routes that they have to run very, very well. Obviously, quickness and knowledge of the game, how to work in the middle of the field. Is he a big play threat? What's his run after the catch ability like? How consistent is he? How smart is he being able to maneuver in traffic?
Does he have to be one of your toughest guys?
Who?
Does he have to be one of your toughest guys?
I think he has to be one of your more consistent guys.
Is OC not practicing injury-related at all at this point in your
He's
mind?
He's not practicing. What can I tell you? You've read everything. There's no, nothing I'm telling you. I said in the beginning I have nothing new.
I just want to know if you're running out of patience with this.
Thank you for leading me into that one. I would like to think that this will be resolved shortly, I hope, and he'll be out on the field. I stick to what I've always said.